Well, I've always been really focused on sustainability. It's just sort of manifested itself in different ways over the years. But I worked for food52.com, a food and lifestyle website, for about 6 years and had a number of different columns. But one of my favorites there was cooking with scraps. And I featured recipes from the Food 52 community that were making really smart use of underutilized produce parts and other odds and ends. And I learned so much from those community members over the years that I really wanted to share that knowledge with everyone else.
Well, I'm glad you have, because everything that's in the book is usually what goes down the garbage disposal or out in the trash. And there's so much we can do with what we usually throw away, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big part of it is just retraining our habits and, you know, realizing that these are edible and don't need to be discarded.
Well, let's start at the very beginning. For someone that just is so used to throwing stuff away, what should they do?
I think the easiest thing to start with are root vegetable tops. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming home with beets or carrots, you probably know how to use the root themselves, but you might not be making use of the greens. And beet greens are delicious, just sautéed plain, but I also like to use them on top of pizza or in a warm salad. And carrot tops are a little bit bitter, but if you blanch them first, then they're just as versatile too, and I use them in pesto a lot, and I add them to salads as well.
Wow, now those do surprise me. That is a lot of stuff I never thought was going to be of any good, and now I'm dying to get home and start cooking with scraps myself. Are people surprised at some of the scraps they can actually use that they would never, ever think these could be edible or enjoyed by someone?
Oh, absolutely. I think banana peels are the biggest surprising one.
Yeah.
I use them in a cake with brown sugar frosting in the book, and they just add like a nice, light, bouncy texture to the cake, and you'd probably never be able to guess that it was made with banana peels.
I would never think of that. You know, those are always the ones I throw out first because they start to smell so bad after a while, but they can be so delicious. Great idea.
Yeah.
What is the easiest way for someone just to get a start on this that really wants to make a difference?
I think it's important to give yourself the space to not feel like you have to be using all of your scraps all at once if you haven't been doing it. You know, your best is good enough, and just pick one scrap maybe and start using that and getting comfortable with it, and then work more into your repertoire. I think it helps to plan ahead. I like to have a meal plan for the week, and, you know, life happens and we deviate from that.
Yeah.
But just when that happens, just take a moment to recognize that and then go back and figure out what you're going to use with those ingredients that you ended up not cooking with that evening, so they don't end up getting wasted.
Oh, I like that. What about your clean out the crisper recipes? These are good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, one of my favorite ones, I think, for this season would be the strata. I think stratas are a really easy way to use up all sorts of odds and ends that are in your fridge, along with stale bread. And it can be great for entertaining for a breakfast or dinner for a crowd.
Now, in the book Cooking with Scraps, were you surprised, I mean, outright surprised, that you could use some of the scraps for recipes that are in the book?
Some of them did take some experimenting for me to be able to use myself, yes.
Well, that's the fun part. If you don't experiment and give things a try, you'll never know what you can come up with.
Right, exactly.
Now, for someone that wants to really make a difference, and, you know, we quote the statistics, the amount of food we waste, the amount, the difference we could make without throwing it out again, let's just let everybody know how much we waste every year, and when you cook with scraps, what we could actually save.
Yeah, well, 40% of food in the United States goes uneaten.
Wow.
So we're not just wasting that food and unnecessarily filling landfills. You know, we're throwing away the equivalent of something like $165 billion every year.
Jeez.
So cooking with scraps, just it makes sense for the planet, and it makes sense for our own pocketbooks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you go one trip to the grocery store can cost you a lot, especially if you go for the organic produce, which can be a little outrageous sometimes, but you think you're doing good, but we can do even better.
Well, right. Yeah. So this is just one small step that we can all take in our own homes to help put a dent in those numbers.
Well, it's a nice way to celebrate things that we have wasted before. Do you have one particular recipe in this book that was your all-time favorite?
The banana peel cake that I mentioned, I really do love. I would say that the kale stem hummus is another favorite.
Ooh.
I love having hummus on hand throughout the week. I think it's a great snack. And this is one of the recipes, most of the time I'm trying to highlight the scrap. This is one where the scrap kind of gets hidden. Hmm. So you wouldn't be able to guess that there are kale stems in it. It doesn't taste like kale, but it's just adding a little bit of extra fiber and then making sure that that stem isn't getting tossed.
All important. Now, if someone wants to follow you online, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all under Lindsay Jean Hard.
Great. And we'll make sure all the links are on this and pass them along to everybody else. And we're going to give someone a chance to win their own Cooking with Scraps book. So, Lindsay, thank you so much. You're doing a lot to help the earth out, and I can't wait to start diving into this book.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.